You're tuned in to the Boston Red Sox News Feed Report on CLNS Media. Today is Friday, June 22nd, 2018. This is Alex Barth reporting for CLNS, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox and New England sports. This news feed is brought to you by Draft. If you love fantasy baseball, then you need to try my new favorite app, Draft. It's like daily fantasy baseball, but not like the other guys. On Draft, you play live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. But you do it every night. Draft lasts for just one night, and then once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Just set it and forget it. And the best part, they pay out cold, hard cash the next day if you win. Drafts start from just $1, so there's a draft for everybody. Look, the best part of fantasy sports is the draft, so if you're a big fan of finding the sleepers, or you didn't get the number one pick in your season-long league and you want to try it again, here's the chance for you. Join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store or play right now from your computer on draft.com. And for a limited time only, all Red Sox Beat listeners will get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when they make their first deposit. So there you go, free money. All you have to do is use the promo code RedSoxBeat. That's right, play real money games for free using the promo code RedSoxBeat when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and enter the promo code RedSoxBeat. It was a cold week for the Red Sox offense, as cold as they've been all season, as they dropped 4 of 5, including 2 of 3 to the Minnesota Twins, scoring just 9 runs combined in those 4 losses. However, the Bats woke up yesterday in a 9-2 win in a day game in the Twin City. Mookie Betts and Andrew Benintendi each put a ball out of the yard. Mookie Betts his 19th of the year, Andrew Benintendi his 13th. Betts had just the 1 RBI, Benintendi had 2. Xander Bogaerts drove in a pair of runs as well with 2 hits. Other Red Sox with multi-hit games on the day. Brock Holt went 2 for 5, Sandy Leon went 2 for 2. J.D. Martinez put together a 2-for-4 day. Well, Mitch Moreland was 2 of 3 with a run driven in as well. On the mound, Rick Porcello seemed to figure things out. He picked up his 9th win of the year behind a 7-inning performance in which he allowed just 1 hit, 1 walk while striking out 5. Hector Velazquez came in for the final 2 innings to close things out. He would allow 2 runs on 3 hits. With the win, the Red Sox improved to 50-26. Good for 2 games behind the New York Yankees in the American League East. And a big series coming up this weekend for the Red Sox. 4 games against Seattle last weekend. That was just an appetizer. Now they will play 3 in Fenway to settle their season series. Steven Wright gets the ball tonight against Wade LeBlanc. Wright has been excellent in 3 games in the starting rotation, going 20 2/3 innings while allowing just 1 earned run. But he is just 1-1 in that stretch, with just 1 run of support in those 3 starts combined. After the matchup tonight of Steven Wright and Wade LeBlanc, it will be Eduardo Rodriguez and Mike Leake on Saturday. Remember, Red Sox gave Mike Leake some trouble. His defense didn't help in their matchup in Seattle. And then on Sunday, Chris Sale goes to the mound against Marco Gonzalez. Seattle comes in at 46-29. They are in 2nd place in the AL West. Like I mentioned, the Red Sox are 2 games back in the AL East, so a key series for both teams and what could end up being a potential playoff preview. For coverage of the series throughout the weekend and all things Red Sox, make sure you're following us on Twitter at RedSoxCLNS and check us out online at CLNSmedia.com. For the Red Sox CLNS Newsfeed Report, I'm Alex Barth.